100 crowns.
My final year exams around the corner. Can't wait to get it over with and graduate. Do exactly what I wanna, become an entrepreneur. I'm not working for nobody, I'm not trying to be a slave. See, they can keep their NYSC. Ain't gonna serve no country that don't care about me. They probably post me up north where they kill me for free. I'll catch a waterborne disease and die of dysentery. That'll be a waste. This government is evil, they don't care about the people. See, people killing people and the suffering continues. Gotta get them out of power if that's the only thing that we do. I'm switching up this PS3. Today's a good day to get my PBC. Last elections, I wasn't an age. If I could ask God for one thing, that'd be change. Within an hour, got in the shower, hopped in my Snickers, I feel empowered. Told mama I was living the house. I felt like a man for once and I was living it out. Mama's only child and it really was hard. When daddy died, it was difficult to figure it out. And this economy is really killing us all. It was hard taking care of me and still keeping a job. Snapped out, rich from my phone where I was charging it. I saw it was Shadi while I was grabbing it. Shadi was killed, big butt and all. We were heavy in WhatsApp, but she never returned calls. She asked if I was home, I'm like, why? She said she wanted to hang, I'm like, wow. My PVC can't wait, I need to get my room in order for a potential slate. In 30 minutes, she came through the door. The maddest figure that I ever saw, we hugged. Then I walked her straight to my room. Soon as we got through the door, something funny occurred. She gripped me tight and started crying. I instantly got a hard on, I ain't lying. Confused, I sat her down on the bed, poured her a glass of juice as she started the news. She told me about some girls back in school and how she was introduced to substance abuse. By the time she was home, she was already an addict. Through the long holidays, she was feeling subdued. Depressed, cause she couldn't find a plug and she couldn't find the drugs. Then a friend of hers gave her a number to buzz. His name was Jason, her mind racing. As she called, he sounded a bit impatient, kinda like he was waiting. He said he's been checking out back in school and if only she would date him, he would satisfy her craving. She cut him short like, all I need is a fix, and if your fees are legit, I'm prepared to come and take it. Shaken. He said it was lodged in 1004, and if she could make it to the spot, she'll get what she could afford. Fast forward, she knocked on the door. It swung open, she walked inside almost choking. Thick smoke covered the place. Jason was asleep on the couch, someone woke him. Hoping she could just get it and fade. Everybody gazed. Jason introduced, guys, this is Shadi. She loosened up a bit instead of gisting. He chucked some cocaine and started sniffing, mixing. There was crack, there was weed, there was codeine seeping. She couldn't wait to sink her teeth in. He told her, this one is on the house, and in a couple of minutes she was stoned and sleepy. She felt hands gripping. She tried to fight back, but she was weakened. She tried to scream out, but couldn't pitch it. She could feel hands and her pants reaching. Then she felt a deacon. Me and Shadi been going steady for months now, helping out with the rape issues. We in love now, still get the same feeling every time she touched down. Always at my house, but in school we got clowned till we graduated. I got past my infatuation, it's real now. We had a blast at convocation, we still down. She got past her addiction, it was hard, but thank God we got through the fiction. Elections came fast and behold, I never got my PVC. Hard need her, we planned to get it together, but every time she came by, something came up. It was like I couldn't leave her to go. So, what the fuss about it? It's not like votes counted anyway, we laughed about it. Election day came, there was something up about it. Everybody tried to protect their votes and got around it. Results from the polling unit started flying out. Political parties crying out. Then the announcement came, the incumbent won by one vote. Dumbfounded, recounted, they gotta recount it. Social media went berserk, opinions hounded. Streets on lockdown, everybody was grounded. All INEC offices got surrounded. Nothing changed in a couple days, we accepted it. Everybody back to their biz, nothing affected it. He kept running the country recklessly. Things got harder, we expected it. Couldn't afford the necessities. Consoled myself, it was necessary. I moved on with life, I had my girl with me. Suffering and smiling was the recipe. Sometimes I thought to myself, if I had voted, would it still be the same? Would everything change? Bidding myself up wouldn't help, I'm having problems now. Sade been acting up, we couldn't sort it out. Still love her now like I loved her back then. She was keeping late nights, hanging out with different men. My homie sent me a screenshot of her on Tinder, exposing her body sexually. I couldn't believe her when she told me it was just fun. I didn't either when she told me it was not runs. Now I'm trying to proceed with caution, trying to convince her she's becoming one of the lost ones. She wasn't having it. 6 a.m. in the morning, I get a phone call. Sade was stranded somewhere around the Kajamon. She asked me to send her an Uber, but I couldn't. I was that broke, mama was my last hope. She was still sleeping, I hopped in the car speeding. Got there at 7 a.m., my girl screaming at me, man, you should be happy. Would you get in the car and stop acting ugly? We started moving. As we moved, Sade wouldn't say a word. How she got stranded on the curb, look. I know that I don't have the money, but you know that if I did, I'll give you the world. Next in the commercial bus, tried overtaking us. Cut us up from the road, parked right in front of us. Guys in mufti and guns started approaching us, asking us questions, kinda like provoking us. Where you going and where you coming from? I told him I was coming from the mall. He asked for my license, I gave him. There was silence. And then there was violence. Asked for my phone, I refused, and then he grabbed me. Pulled me out the car, it started to get rowdy. Shady jumped out of the car too and grabbed me. One of them hit me with a club, I felt my back split. Another one cocked his gun and pointed at me. I heard the gunshot, I hit the floor instead of gasping. I felt blood licking out me. Everything became cloudy. I heard Shady screaming and trying to pull me up. Everything started fading, I'm slowly giving up. I heard Shady screaming and trying to pull me up.